Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Kelly Voss. Today, we are hearing from UC Santa Cruz doctoral candidate Helen Holmland, who is an expert on the many fern species you can find all over the Monterey Bay. Here's Helen.
I'm Helen Holmland. I am a PhD student in Yarmila Pitterman's lab at UC Santa Cruz, and I study how ferns respond to drought.
How many species of ferns are there around Santa Cruz County?
Well, I think there might be more than this, but I study about 8 fern species that grow in the area.
And do they all kind of look similar? Because, like, when I think of a fern, I think of kind of long fronds that kind of curl at the ends. They have spores on the underside. Describe to the audience what we're talking about when we're talking about spores.
So ferns, one thing that makes ferns special is that they don't reproduce with flowers. They reproduce with spores instead. So if you look at if you're not sure if a plant is a fern, if you look at the back of the leaf and you see these little brown collections of spores
little brown dots on the back,
it's a most likely a fern.
Do they all look similar or do they have different shapes and
sizes? No, they all look really different. In fact, a lot of these plants I didn't know were ferns until I started studying ferns.
Little stealth ferns.
Yes. So if you were to go hiking, some ferns you could watch out for are, first of all, my personal favorite, the goldback fern, which is a type of resurrection fern.
The little tiny one, right?
Yes, it's small. It likes to grow in disturbed areas along the trail. And the way you can identify it is, you know, it's about 10 to 20 centimeters tall, and the back of the leaf is yellow. An interesting thing with resurrection ferns is that we don't know how many resurrection ferns there are.
Oh.
It's a growing list because usually when plants dry up and look dead, people assume they're going to stay dead. It took a long time for scientists to notice that some of these ferns, some of these plants, when you watered them, the leaves came back to life. Mm. And now that people started paying attention, the list of resurrection plants keeps growing as people keep noticing this feature about some plants and adding to the list.
And you're one of these people that's adding to the list in a very scientific way.
Hopefully.
How many resurrection ferns are there right now?
Right now, there are about 150 known species of resurrection ferns, but the list keeps growing as people keep discovering new ones.
And is the goldback fern the only one in Santa Cruz County area?
No, there's another one called coffee fern, but it's not as common. It's a little larger, and it's called coffee fern because when the leaves dry out, they look like little coffee beans attached to the plant.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Fern names are fantastic.
Yes.
And because full disclosure, we've been friends for years. We're in the same cohort. And it's always fun when Helen finds a fern while we're out and about. What's a good place to see a variety of ferns around Santa Cruz?
Ooh, I really like the Pogonip Trail.
Pogonip.
And I really like UC Santa Cruz Upper Campus. Mm-hmm. And then you can't miss in Wilder Ranch, there's a little grotto.
The fern grotto.
It's listed on the Wilder Ranch State Park map.
I've seen pictures of you there. It seems to be your happy place.
Yes.
Is there anything you want people to know about ferns?
Mostly, I want people just to appreciate ferns because a lot of people don't know that they're different from flowering plants. And before I started studying ferns, a lot of these plants I just kind of took for granted, and I didn't know what important roles they have in the ecosystem, and I didn't know they were even there. Because most people assume that ferns can only grow in places with lots of moisture and shade. Mm-hmm. But there are actually quite a few ferns that thrive in California, and they're adapted to the seasonal drought.
Thank you so much, Helen,
for
talking resurrection ferns with us.
Thanks. And, my pleasure.
Yeah, maybe we'll have you back again sometime.
Excellent.
You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. Special thanks to our guest today, Helen Holmland, and to all of you for tuning in.